Chapter 4. Ryan Rooney remembered the first time. He had been cast in a hastily assembled potboiler called Tomorrow We Love, which was filming in Santa Fe, New Mexico, starring Marisol Hinton. Ryan was playing a small-town schoolteacher with whom she fell in love after he had improbably managed to save her life. Truth was, he hated the script, and under different circumstances would have passed on it. But the chance to be seen opposite Marisol Hinton outweighed the movie's many shortcomings. Ryan was closing in on 30. Although the Hollywood consensus was that he had promise, he had yet to score a breakthrough. He had tirelessly worked the system, and was usually considered for most of the big roles in his age range. But now he was starting to compete with the next generation of wannabes, and he was fearful of slipping farther down the ladder. So he accepted the role. He had no idea how much he would come to regret it. The shooting of Tomorrow We Love was hampered by bad weather, resulting in numerous delays. Spirits were damp, tempers were short. There was tension between Ryan and the director, an inexperienced wunderkind who had caught the brass ring with a short film he wrote and directed that had been nominated for an Oscar. Their volatile disagreements made the set toxic. But the production delays had encouraged a kind of friendship between Ryan and his personal driver, Bruce Stewart. On one of Ryan's Saturdays off, Stewart promised him a mind-blowing experience and visited Ryan's hotel room with a stash of shabu, the latest incarnation of the designer drug crystal meth. Ryan was generally wary of taking drugs. He was afraid they might negatively impact his work. But the tension on the set had made him depressed and cranky, so he paid close attention when Stewart showed him how to fire up the shabu. At first, Ryan felt nothing. He took another toke, and when it finally hit his system, it rocked him. He had never before experienced anything like it. After Stewart left the hotel room, Ryan was alone. He became aware that the drug was producing in him euphoria unlike any he had ever known. He was mostly an unhappy person, and he had been since childhood. Generally, he was angry and insecure, guarded and secretive. He was normally on edge and anxious. But the drug relaxed him. He began to feel loose and easy, and he felt omnipotent. For some odd reason, a goofy grin lit up his face. His mind was racing. He believed that nothing was beyond his reach. He felt emboldened in a way he could never have imagined. And he was unbelievably horny. He had a desperate need to get laid. Marisol Hinton flitted across his mind, but he quickly dismissed the idea as too far-fetched. She was the star, after all. He considered his makeup person, then the script supervisor. Finally, the second assistant director came to mind. He rejected them all. He felt it would be unseemly for him to be banging members of the crew. He thought again of Marisol. She had been nice to him, flirty even. On top of everything else, she was drop-dead gorgeous, and he was feeling so, so good. They were staying at the same hotel, on the same floor, to be exact. He knew she was there alone. When they first met, she mentioned she had been single for a while. Ryan made his decision. What the hell? He wandered down the hall and knocked on her door. "Who is it?" Marisol said. "It's Ryan."
"Ryan?"
"Ryan Rooney." She opened the door. She stood there, wrapped in a loosely tied hotel bathrobe. Her rich auburn hair cascaded around her neck and shoulders in wispy curls. She smelled of musk. Her eyes were wide, her expression open yet knowing. "This is a surprise," she said. "May I come in?" "Sure," she said, standing back to allow him to enter. "What brings you to my door on such a gloomy day?"
"I don't know. You were on my mind."
"I was?" He couldn't stop looking at her mouth.
"Yes."
"In what way?" He suddenly took her in his arms and kissed her. Surprised, she pulled away from him. "What's gotten into you, Ryan?" she said. He stared at her, his intentions barely concealed. She moved farther away.
"This is so unexpected," she said. "Perhaps it's not such a good idea, your being here. After all, we are working together."
"We're playing lovers," he said.
"That's just it," she said. "We're playing lovers."
"I like playing your lover." He stepped closer and kissed her again. She stepped back again.
Maybe I'm not making myself clear, she said.
Maybe I'm not making myself clear, Ryan said, closing in on her.
He touched her hair. He took a handful of it and pressed it to his nose and lips.
You smell wonderful, he said.
She didn't say anything. He gently slid his hand along her cheek, stopping at her lips, which he traced with his fingertips. She sighed. He moved his hand down her neck. He lowered his head and brushed his lips against it. She didn't stop him. He untied her bathrobe and reached inside. She shuddered. He removed the robe, put his arms around her, and pulled her into him. He kissed her again, softly at first, then with more urgency. His hands roamed her back. She leaned away for a moment and looked in his eyes. Then she took his hand and led him into her bedroom. By the time he returned to his own room, early the next morning, they were bound to each other.